Local waters around a training range in Onslow County may pose a threat to people attempting to harvest oysters, clams, crabs, and fish. Earlier this month, Camp Lejeune officials advised the public to avoid areas along the New River because of the possibility of unexploded munitions underwater. While the military hasn't officially restricted these waters, some commercial fishermen around Sneed's Ferry are concerned it's only a matter of time before they do.
People scared around here. Well, if you let them take that, they're not going to stop with that.
That's Stump Sound seafood dealer Joseph Huey. He's fished the waters near the K2 Range for more than four decades.
I've been overboard clamming with my feet. We catch clams with our feet, a lot of us do around here, and I never found nothing. Personally, I hadn't seen nor caught nothing up through there.
The K2 impact area, located on the western banks of the New River, is used today for infantry weapons training, mortar fire, artillery shells, field artillery indirect fire, and infantry rocket training. While clearing unexploded ordnance from the land several years ago, more ordnance was discovered on the waterfront above the high water mark. Director of Public Affairs for Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune and New River, Nat Fay.
The area covers about 4.5 miles, about 800 acres of water. And essentially, we've identified a real hazard, a real safety hazard.
Extensive analysis of the site using divers and a magnetometer was conducted from 2012 to 2014 to determine the seriousness of the issue, and an aerial survey using ground-penetrating radar detected more than 7,000 anomalies around the banks of the New River and the K2 Range. Anomalies are anything in the water that's man-made, objects like propellers, crab pots, and even shoulder-fired rocket and artillery shells.
We did a sampling of about 10% of those anomalies, and 10% of the 10% were identified to have had explosive properties.
Fay says unexploded shells are from training exercises conducted during the 1940s through the 1970s. Currently, there are no active ranges that fire into the waters of the New River. As a result of their findings, the Marine Corps will soon post more than 50 signs within the area urging people to avoid all bottom-disrupting activity. This includes anchoring, clam raking, harvesting oysters, crabbing, bottom trawling, and some types of fishing.
What we want to do is advise the public to limit their activities in those waters and let them know that we'll also be conducting a study to evaluate the impacts from the proposed limitations.
Camp Lejeune officials held a public meeting Wednesday evening at the Sneed's Ferry Community Center to answer questions and hear input from residents about how to deal with the ordinance at the K2 Range. Fay says about 150 people were at the two-hour meeting.
I think ultimately they were relieved that there are no measures being taken to close that area to fishermen, just that we are in the process of putting up warning signs warning the public about the dangers of engaging in bottom-disturbing activities in this area.
Fay says comments from the meeting will help the Marine Corps draft an environmental assessment, which will determine how to deal with debris.
And that may mean cleaning up the area, and it may mean restricting that area altogether. The most important objective is to ensure that the public is safe from any danger that lies underneath the waters next to the K2 Range.
The public can still submit online comments through February 8th. Stumptown seafood dealer Joseph Huey estimates 10 to 15% of the food he sells comes from the K2 area. He says restricting access to that spot impacts fishermen and seafood dealers like himself in and around Sneed's Ferry.
It's one of the primary areas. Just because you see water don't mean that clams and oysters grow in. There's some areas right across the river from that area that there's not hardly no clams or nothing.
And that's why Huey went back to the site this week and plans to continue to fish there despite the warnings.
You know, there's never been not one incident where something blowed up or anybody's got hurt or nothing, you know. It's just funny. It's all of a sudden come up and you're talking 60, 70 years.
From comments gathered at the Wednesday public meeting, Fay says he understands some people won't stop harvesting from the waters near the K2 Range. Still, he says it's their job to let people know that there is a serious risk engaging in bottom-disrupting activities.
The Marine Corps doesn't have the power to close these waters. The Corps of Engineers does. All we can do is make recommendations to them to possibly restrict those waters. But that is a long, long way off. Ultimately, the primary objective is to mitigate any hazards to the public in those areas.
Another concern is how the ordinance affects the environment. Fay says the impact will be studied and the environmental assessment, which will begin once warning signs are installed at the site. To see a map of the K2 range and where anomalies were identified within the survey area, go to our website, publicradioeast.org.